हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे।
तो नेक्स्ट सेक्शन, सो प्रीवियस सेक्शन 1-11 वर्सेस हम पर चैप्टर में डिस्कस, एस्पेशली हाउ धृतराष्ट्र इंक्वायर्ड एंड हाउ दुर्योधना ही एनालाइज द टू आर्मीज। सो नाउ द नेक्स्ट सेक्शन इज डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द साउंड ऑफ द कॉन्च एंड डिफरेंट म्यूजिकल इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स इंडिकेटिंग द बिगनिंग ऑफ वॉर। सो दिस हेडिंग ओनली टेल्स, सो फर्स्ट भीष्म देवा इज स्टार्टिंग सो विद बाय ब्लोइंग हिज कॉन्च। सो विल रिसाइट द वर्स, तस्य संजनयन हर्षं कुरु वृद्धा पितामहः सिंहनादं नद्योचे शंखं दद्मो प्रतापवान। देन भीष्म द ग्रेट वैलियंट ग्रैंडसायर ऑफ द कुरु डायनेस्टी द ग्रैंडफादर ऑफ द फाइटर्स ब्लू हिज कॉन्च वेरी लाउडली मेकिंग अ साउंड लाइक द रोर ऑफ अ लायन गिविंग दुर्योधन अ जॉय। So Bhishma Deva here is addressed in three ways, so Kuru Vriddha, then Pitamaha, then Pratapavan. So Kuru Vriddha and Pitamaha are almost same. Kuru Vriddha means Vriddha, we can understand, he is the old, Vriddha means old, grandsire Prabhupada translates. So in Kuru dynasty he is the old, very old, and Pitamaha means he is the grandfather. So in English translation, if you all see, both are same, grandsire and grandfather. But in Sanskrit, there is difference still. And also Pratapavan means he is very courageous. So just like lion, he is blowing his conch. So lion, when it blows, so it will be very loud. So similarly, he is blowing very loud. And that loudness is giving happiness to Duryodhana. So Duryodhana, naturally he was fearful, and upon telling all these things, so Bhishma Deva to encourage him, so in cheerfulness he loudly sounded his conch, and this gave Duryodhana joy, it gave him lot of pleasure. So he was affectionate also, naturally family affection is present, so Bhishma Deva, so he was affectionate towards Duryodhana. And then to show him, to cheer him up, so he loudly blew conch. So also Srila Prabhupada gives the internal meaning in the purport that by blowing conch it indicated that Pandavas will win and you will lose, like that. So he indicated that actually, Bhishma Deva. So, purport we will read. Something else to say. Yeah, he is also telling, I will do it in the best of my capacity. So, in the all the previous verses, Duryodhana is going on telling. And in this verse, Bhishma Deva, he doesn't say, but he, out of action, he blows conch. So, in words, actions speak louder than words. So by blowing conch shells, he made Duryodhana happy and he removed him out of his moroseness. So we'll read the purport. The grandsire of the Kuru dynasty could understand the inner meaning of the heart of his grandson Duryodhana. So inner meaning means he was worried, he was fearful. And out of his natural compassion for him, he tried to cheer him by blowing his conch very loudly, befitting the position of a lion. Indirectly, by the symbolism of the conch, he informed his depressed grandson Duryodhana that he had no chance of victory in the battle. So indirectly he told this. Why? Because the Supreme Lord Krishna was on the other side. So that we'll be discussing more, that how, because Krishna was on the other side, ultimately, that this was the main reason why Pandavas won the battle. But still, it was his duty to conduct the fight, and no pains would be spared in that connection. So still I will fight with my whole capacity, he is telling, by blowing his conscience. Go to the next verse. Tataha shankhascha bheryascha panavanaka gomukhaha sahasaivavya hanyanta sashabdastumulokhavat. After that, the conchels, drums, bugles, trumpets and horns were all suddenly sounded, and the combined sound was tumultuous. So these were all paraphernalia used in warfare also. So conchel, so first shankhas is there, and other musical instruments. So conchels, especially just like in deity worship, Brahmana has conchel as his paraphernalia to worship the Lord. So similarly in religious warfare, so this these all things, conchel, especially blowing of conchels, indicates that this is a war based on dharma. So kshatriya, no, dharma means the quotes given in the dharma shastras. So dharma shastras give quotes for all the different orders and statuses, spiritual, social orders and spiritual statuses. So especially for social orders they give dharma, for kshatriyas, how to fight. So this blowing of conchels indicates that they will follow all the rules given in the dharma shastras for kshatriyas. And all other instruments also. So just to keep the soldiers enlivened in the war, so all these things are done, different musical instruments. It keeps them alive. So even in spiritual life we have, so mridanga, it enlivens us. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his song, he tells mridanga badya shunite avasara sada jachet. So I am always looking at the opportunity to listen the play of mridanga. So of course it should be played nicely. It should be played that it sounds sweetly. It should give, no? It should please Krishna ultimately, but it pleases devotees also. In that attitude it has to be played. So parama rasala in Gaura Arati it's told. Parama rasala means, so it is, gives a lot of rasa, happiness. So among all the musical instruments, so like this, these musical instruments are played to keep the soldiers alive. It gives them life by listening to them. So here different kinds of musical instruments are described, like conchels, shankha. Bheryas means large drums. Panava means small drums, and anaka means these kettle drums. Gomukha means horns. So all these things were played, and together the sound, we can imagine when we play conchel only we get so much pleasure, some kind of pleasure we get. So we can identify that. So but all these different musical instruments are played. So these are played by, there would be some classes of people also. I don't know details, but conscious surely. So many of the warriors will play, just like in the previous verse, Bhishma Deva played. So maybe they are a class of people, so who play these things. So just like chariot, all of them would not be fighting in the battlefield. So many of them would be arranging for things. So maybe one class of people who play all these musical instruments, different. So in Vedic culture also, there were some people who used to just play musical instruments. They used to come, they used to play and they used to go. They used to, keep their livelihood in this way. Nothing else, just playing musical instruments. So next verse. ततः श्वेते हये युक्ते महति चंदने स्थितो माधवः पांडवश्चैव दिव्यो शंखो प्रदत्तमतु. Translation. On the other side, both Lord Krishna and Arjuna, stationed on a great chariot drawn by white horses, sounded their transcendental conchels. So here is the picture when Krishna appears at the first time in the entire Bhagavad Gita. So what is the scene? So he is sitting on a chariot. So with white horses. So great chariot it is said. Mahati Syandane Stito. He is situated on a great chariot with white horses. Hayer Yukte. Hayer means horses. Shweter. Shweter means white. Madhava Pandavas Chaiva. So both are situated. And they are blowing their conscience. Divyo Shankho Pradat Matu. So here especially these are both are transcendental conscience. So transcendental, in the next verse we'll be seeing the names of conscience. But especially it is told Arjuna's and Pandavas, they are transcendental conscience. So next verse we'll be seeing. So Panchajanya. So Krishna's conscience. So that Krishna got in this, when he appeared in this world, he got this, his conscience when he encountered the demon Panjana. Panjana, like that. I don't know clear name. So not remembering. So it is Panjana, something close to this word. So that demon, through him, Krishna got. But that his conscience is transcendental. So just it is a pastime of how he got it. So it is not material. So anything related to Krishna is transcendental. So now recently we have gone through so many things. This Kurukshetra battlefield, so many names of fighters and all. When we are discussing it in connection with Krishna, so these things don't remain material. So sometimes people think, what is Kurukshetra? It is a battlefield. But whatever is in relationship to Krishna, it is transcendental. So the conscience are transcendental. Yeah, in the next verse it will come. So Panchajanya.
The demon.
Yeah, Panjana or something. Someone knows clear pronunciation? I'll tell clear. So, and in this verse also, so especially in the purport we'll see, so Srila Prabhupada discusses the few signs of victory. So one is Madhava, with the word Madhava. So Madhava, wherever there is Madhava, there is Lakshmi Devi also. So Lakshmi Devi doesn't reside alone. So she is called as Chanchala. So Lakshmi Devi means she is the source of opulence, wealth, and victory also. So she is there wherever Madhava is there. So like that, this is one of the signs of victory for the Pandavas. And another victory is because Divya Shankho, transcendental conscience. So they are playing. So we will read the purport. Yeah, and another few reasons Srila Prabhupada tells, signs of victory in the purport only we'll read. Purport. Yeah, another reason, point is, Krishna also when he appeared first in Mahabharata, he appeared stationed on a chariot. So you all can remember in the 8th chapter when Kunti Maharani offers prayers. So that time Krishna was just about to depart to Dwarka. So even in Bhagavatam when Krishna appeared on the scene, so he was stationed on a chariot, just ready to go to Dwarka. So some similarities of Krishna's appearance in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. So in contrast with the conch shell blown by Bhishma Dev, the conch shells in the hands of Krishna and Arjuna are described as transcendental. The sounding of the transcendental conch shells indicate that there was no hope of victory for the other side because Krishna was on the side of Pandavas. Srila Prabhupada is quoting, Jayastu Pandu Putra Naam Yesham Pakshe Janardana. Pakshe means whose side Janardana is taking. So Krishna was on the side of Pandavas. So in the verse also Pandavas, especially Srila Prabhupada has translated as son of the Pandu, Arjuna. So, but it means all the five, because all were devotees of Krishna. So, even Sanjaya admits this. Yatra Yogeshwarah Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdharah, Tatra Shririr Vijaya Bhutir Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. So, Vijaya Bhutir. So, Shrir means opulence, victory. So, moral course, so all would be there. Victory is always these persons like the sons of Pandu, because Lord Krishna is associated with them. So Arjuna recollects many incidents in his life out of which describe about his victory. So that too, such victory, he won over demigods. So many incidents. So we read in 15th chapter recently, few chapters ago, now we are in 18th chapter. In 15th chapter, just when Krishna disappears, Arjuna remembers. So all the different ways Krishna helped him. So how when Durvas Muni had come to curse them actually. So his plan was, he'll get his many of his disciples, and then because Yudhishthir Maharaj will not be able to receive them properly, and then he'll get anger and he'll be cursed like that Pandavas. So that was Duryodhana who had tricked actually. He had sent Durvas Muni. But just because Krishna was tasted some remnants from the pot from which Draupadi had cooked. So actually the condition was Akshay Patra, till Draupadi eats the, no, till she has her meals, it can give unlimitedly to any number of people. But they purposefully came after that. So but still Krishna, he just, no, from that pot he found some remnants, he asked and he took. And then when Krishna took, so all of the sons, all of the disciples of Durvas Muni became happy, and there was no reason to be, you know, for them to be cursed, for Pandavas to be cursed. So like that they ran away actually. They were being called, but they ran away from the, they had, for the time being, they had just gone to take bath in the river. And other incidents, Krishna, Arjuna also remembers how he won the battlefield. So he tells in 15th chapter, 14th verse, that how the whole Kuru dynasty, so they were like an ocean. Ocean means it's insurmountable. So the whole, so many soldiers were there. And still, because Krishna was on my side, so I could emerge victorious. So he gives the credit. So devotee always gives the credit to Krishna. So in 15 chapters, all the incidents how Arjuna won are narrated, are explained. And we'll continue reading. And whenever and wherever the Lord is present, the Goddess of Fortune is also there, because the Goddess of Fortune never leaves alone without her husband. So Madhava means husband of Goddess of Fortune, Lakshmi. Therefore, victory and fortune were awaiting Arjuna, as indicated by the transcendental sound produced by the counsel of Vishnu or Lord Krishna. Damodar, don't miss. Besides that, some other reasons for victory. So these are signs of victory, you all can note. There are many signs that how Pandavas will win. Besides that, the chariot on which both the friends were seated had been donated by Agni, the fire god, to Arjuna. So Agni Dev had given. That is some pastime also. And this indicated that this chariot was capable of conquering all sides wherever it was drawn, all over the three worlds. So chariot also was special. And also it is told, chariot Agni Dev gave, and Indra had given the conch shell, Chitrarata, so he had given the horses. So like that many things are there. And then next verse. Panchajanyam Rishikesho Devadattam Dhananjaya So first three conscience are given in this verse. So Panchajanyam Rishikesho. So Krishna is called in the in this verse as Rishikesho. So his name is Rishikesha because he is the controller of the senses. Rishika means senses and Isha means controller. So Lord, he always controls the senses. So but there is difference. Especially he controls the senses of devotees. So it's told in connection with Arjuna, this Rishikesha. He is controlling directly the senses of Krishna. Arjuna on the battlefield, not Krishna of Arjuna. So at different phases, so Lord is present in everyone's heart. So and he directs their wanderings. Ishvara Sarva Bhutana Vriddesh Arjuna Tishtati. So he is present in the heart. Brahmayan Sarva Bhutana Yantra Rudani Mahaya. So just like a machine, it is moving. Why? Because the driver is there. So similarly, Paramatma is there. So he is, of course the soul is there, so the body is moving. But Paramatma is actually directing the living entity. So the living entity, the Paramatma, there is a word in English called conscience. So conscience means right and wrong. So Paramatma, in different ways, he gives this understanding. He always tells the jiva to surrender to him. So Krishna always tells. And also, even if you see materially, so even just desires, so even material desires, sometimes someone may forget, especially upon getting a new body, but Krishna, he reminds, you wanted to do this and this. And then the scientist or whoever, he starts his research from that time. So that is how it is possible. Sometimes even at the age of small age, some people, they are excellent, exceptional in some fields. So because Lord reminds them what they wanted to do. So Paramatma, he guides. So he sanctions also. Upadrishta Anumanta. So based upon our karma, so he sees our karma, that is Upadrishta. He sees what we are doing. He is the overseer. And based on our karma, he sees whether we are qualified or no, and he sanctions things. So Lord always in different ways he does this. And especially when it comes to devotee, see, first he is directing the living entities. So recently I was reading Bhagavatam, it's told. Srila Prabhupada gives a very nice example. So there he tells, just like the eyes are directing all the parts of the body, so similarly the Paramatma is directing the jiva. So the eyes, so the hands may not understand that the eyes are directing, but unless and until I see this instrument, I can't hold it. And unless and until I see the path, I can't walk. So the hands and legs are being directed by the eyes, but the parts of the body don't know. Similarly, Krishna is directing us, but we are unaware. But devotee knows. So especially Arjuna, so he likes to be surrendered to the Guru, to Krishna. And Krishna also fulfills his desire. So he directly controls their senses. So in fact, he gives. So whenever someone wants to become devotee, so Krishna, he gives them intelligence to come to him. Buddhi yogam. Dadami buddhi yogam. So Krishna, who is present in the heart, like that he deals with different living entities. He doesn't force. So whatever is the desire, so like that. So Krishna, Arjuna, because he is devotee, is directly guiding his senses. Then Devadattam Dhananjayaha. Another point is Rishikesha means the senses actually belong to Krishna. So Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. And this is Bhakti. Engaging the senses which are Krishna's in his service. So Devadattam Dhananjaya. So Dhananjaya is, Arjuna is referred as Dhananjaya. Because he had won lot of dhana, wealth, when it was required for Yudhishthira to perform sacrifices. And then Pondram Dadmo Mahashankam. So Bhima Karma Vrukodara. Last two padas or third and fourth line. So they describe about Bhima and his conchal. So they describe Bhima first as he is Vrikodara. Bhima Karma Vrikodara. So Bhima Karma means one who performs Herculean tasks. So before that comes he is a Vrikodara. First he eats. So he eats a lot. Vrikodara means voraciously. But he just doesn't eat also. He performs such tasks. So Śrīla Prabhupāda gives how he killed the demon Hidimba. So there is a pastime behind this also. So he was very strong and he was troubling. I guess it is he only. He was troubling different living entities in the village or in the city. So they had to send him one person every day to eat. So he was like that. So, but once they sent Bhima and then he killed them like that, some pastime is there. Cart of rice. So they had sent, every day they had to send one cart of rice with one person. That was his food. But once they sent Bhima and he only ate and he got angry. Yeah, eaten some there. This pastime comes. So like that, we must take prasadam and do nice service also. Otherwise we will not digest it. So, Bhima Karma Vrikodara. Pondram, Mahashankam. Shankam is described as Mahashankam, great conscience. So all the three brothers have blown their conscience in this verse, along with Krishna. So two brothers and Krishna. So Parpat will read. Lord Krishna is referred to as Rishikesha in this verse because he is the owner of all senses. The living entities are part and parcel of him, and therefore the senses of the living entities are also part and parcel of his senses. The impersonalists cannot account for the senses of the living entities, and therefore they are always anxious to describe all the living entities as senseless or impersonal. So impersonalists cannot say. So they say that it is, they have to wind up their activities. So they negate their activities. But devotees, they engage their activity senses in the service of Krishna. The law is situated in the hearts of all living entities, directs their senses. So this is told. But he directs in terms of the surrender of the living entity. And in the case of a pure devotee, he directly controls the senses. Here on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, the Lord directly controls the transcendental senses of Arjuna, and thus his particular name is Rishikesha. So generally his name is Rishikesha, so because he is controlling of the senses, but especially in this context it is because he is controlling senses of Arjuna. So because there are general meaning and contextual meanings even in further verses. So at least few times Rishikesha word comes and it has different meanings in different contexts. For example, his name is Madhusudana because he killed the demon of the name Madhu. So Lord has different names. So one is because of his activities. So because of his creation also, when he creates also he has many names. Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu. So when it comes to creation, they are called secondary names. And when especially it comes to directly to his pastimes, they are his primary names. So, and also he has names because he is related to different living entities. So like Yashoda, Nandana, so all would be described. And then also out of his form, so Shama Sundara is the name. So because the Lord is, he is black but still he is beautiful. And then he is named as Tribhanga Sundara or Tribhanga Mohana. So because of his form and because of his qualities also he has so many names. Like Bhakta Vatsala, which we will be discussing very shortly. His name is Govinda because he gives pleasure to the cows and to the senses. His name is Vasudeva because he appeared as the son of Vasudeva. His name is Devaki Nandana because he accepted Devaki as his mother. His name is Yashoda Nandana because he awarded his childhood pastimes to Yashoda at Vrindavana. His name is Partha Sarthi because he worked as charioteer of his friend Arjuna. Similarly, his name is Rishika because he gave direction to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Arjuna is referred to as Dhananjaya in this verse because he helped his elder brother in fetching wealth when it was required by the king to make expenditures for different sacrifices. Similarly, Bhima is known as Prikodara because he could eat as voraciously as he could perform Herculean tasks, such as killing the demon Hidimba. So it's told elephants require a lot of food. No, keeping elephant is very expenditure job. But Bhima, he had strength of so many elephants, so naturally he would be eating more. So the particular types of conch shells blown by the different personalities on the side of the Pandavas, beginning with the lords, were all very encouraging to the fighting soldiers. On the other side, there were no such credits, nor the presence of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Director, nor that of the Goddess of Fortune. So they were predestined to lose the battle, and that was the message announced by the sounds of the conch shells. So conch shells are blown, and the message is that Pandavas will emerge victorious. So they didn't have any credits, the opposite army of Duryodhana. So in the next we'll recite all the three verses. Ananda Vijayam Rara Kunti Uttori Nishira Nakula Sareva Dasha Shubhara Samani Pushpa Kacha Dasha Parameshwa Shikandi Chama Maratama Dushadino Vyadasha Satya Kishya Paranita Drupado Draupade Asya verse. So other sides on the side of Pandavas, who all described conch shells are described. So only names of other three Pandavas are given, the names of their conch shells, but in general it's told. So general the names of all those who blew conch shells are told. So first, Ananda Vijayam Raja Kunti Putro Yudhishthira. So again, here Kunti Putra, son of Kunti Yudhishthira, he is addressed as Raja. So he was also not the king. So, but why is he addressed as king?
Because he will be next king. Actually, he was the king.
He is leading the other side.
No.
He is
Dharmaraj.
Dharmaraj, no.
He is a king.
His age was less, he was not at that age, so Dhritarashtra had not given him the throne. And he just now they have come from exile.
Here Sanjay wants to display that actual king is Yudhishthira. Like initially he uses Raja for Duryodhan to give him
Ashwamedha is normal, but Rajasuya sacrifice is very big. And especially when that is done, so that sacrifice only is there unless and until you win over all the kings in the universe, world. So you can't do that sacrifice. So means they should either accept your supremacy or you should go and conquer. So Yudhishthira already has done Rajasuya sacrifice. So he has already conquered everyone. So that was the reason why he is used as Raja. Kunti putro Yudhishthira. And his conscience is Ananta Vijaya. Here also word Vijaya comes. Nakula Sahadevascha Sugosha Manupushpako. So Nakula's conchal is Sugosha and Sahadeva's is Manipushpako. Then others who all blew their conchals, Kashyas, so he is king of Kashi or Varanasi, and then Parameshvasa. So he is only described as Parameshvasa, great archer. Shikandi cha Maharata. So here Prabhupada is giving the meaning of Maharata in that word to word meaning. One who can fight alone against thousands. So he is telling thousands, but it is 10,000, 11,000 like that. Then Drishtadyumno. So generally it is told 10,000. In one verse it is given 11. So they are different. So we can take 10,000. Drishtadyumna, the son of King Drupada. This also, so he also blew. Then Virata, the prince who gave shelter to the Pandavas while they were in exile. So there only the Virata's daughter Uttara was given to Arjuna. But Arjuna he refused because so he had learnt from her. So he was a musical teacher. So he was a musical teacher. She was his musical teacher. Dance teacher, yeah, correct, dance teacher. So he refused and then he told, I have a grown up son. So called, no, who is he? Abhimanyu. So then they got married. She is the son. Uttara is the son of Virata. Satyaki. So in the which Atra Shura Maheshwara Sabhimarjuna Samadhi Yuyudhana Viratascha. That verse, Yuyudhana verse comes in fourth verse. So he, that Yuyudhana and her are the same. Satyaki. They are charioteer of Lord Krishna. So Drupada, the king of Panchala, and Draupadeya, the sons of Draupadi. So all Mahabahu, they all are mighty armed. So Kshatriyas especially, they give protection by their hands. So they are very strong. They are very strong. So they are called as Mahabahu, mighty armed. Shankhan Dadmu Prithak Prithak. So separately they all blew their conchals. So translation we didn't say. We can't say now. King Yudhishthira, the son of Kunti, blew his conchal, the Ananta Vijaya. And Nakula and Sahadeva blew the Sugosha and Manipushpako. That great archer, the king of Kashi, the great fighter Shikhandi, Drishtadyumna, Virata, the unconquerable Satyaki, Drupada, the sons of Draupadi, and the others, O king, such as the mighty armed son of Subhadra, all blew their respective conscience. So especially Mahabahu is used for Abhimanyu, it is, son of Subhadra. Yeah, son of Subhadra. Oh, Subhadra. Yeah, son of Subhadra only in Abhimanyu, no? Sanjaya informed King Dhritarashtra very tactfully that his unwise policy of deceiving the sons of Pandu and endeavoring to enthrone his own sons on the seat of the kingdom was not very laudable. It was not correct. So unwise policy. So he was not intelligent. So he was very affectionate to his sons. And he was not on the side of Pandavas. Pandu's sons, and he wanted to deceive them, cheat them. The signs already clearly indicated that the whole Kuru dynasty would be killed in the great battle. The whole Kuru dynasty, means even those who were on the side of Pandavas, without few, five Pandavas, then Krishna surely, and who all? Ashwatthama, yeah. So, like that many. So, except them, whole Kuru dynasty would get destroyed. So, Priyavantu said that we have to make research exactly who all were remaining in Mahabharata. That is one research topic. The signs already clearly indicated that the whole Kuru dynasty would be killed in that great battle. Beginning with the grandsire Bhishma down to the grandsons like Abhimanyu and others. So, even Abhimanyu. So, here it is told, son of Subhadra Abhimanyu, but even Abhimanyu would be killed, including kings from many states of the world. All were present there and all were doomed. The whole catastrophe was due to King Dhritarashtra because he encouraged the policy followed by his sons. So in one lecture Prabhupada said, just like here it is told, no? The kings from many states of the world all were present there. So just like Prabhupada tells, devotees come to Mayapur. So similarly, different kings from all over the world had come on the battlefield to exhibit their talent. So and they all were killed. And it is because of Dhritarashtra. So in some verse it comes, Dhritarashtra is a durbuddhi. So because of his wrong intelligence. So he is not intelligent, he is unwise. So because of this it happened. So although Yudhishthir Maharaj at the end of war, he thought, so the whole war was just for to make me as a king. So he thought he is responsible. And he made some sacrifices just to overcome from the sins. So but actually it was because of Dhritarashtra. And Sanjaya is informing him very tactfully. So Srila Prabhupada starts the purport with very tactfully. That they would lose the battlefield. Then next verse. Sagosho Dhritarashtranam Hridayani Vyadarayat Nabhasya Pridhivchayvastrumulokyanunadayan. The blowing of these different conch shells became uproarious, vibrating both in the sky and on the earth. It shattered the hearts of the sons of Dhritarashtra. We can just imagine how much would be the voice in that time, the great war and so much war, noise of the instruments. So the word is tumultuous, it is very loud sound. Just maybe it's like lightning of thunder or lightning of clouds, uproarious sound. So and this tumultuous also, if you see, there are many similar words in English and Sanskrit, and it is so close, tumultuous. So recently when I was reading Bhagavad Gita, I found some words which are common even in Konkani. So my mother tongue is Konkani. Some of the words I was getting.
Udok, water, udok.
Uda, yeah. So like that we can write down whenever we remember. So if we establish that Sanskrit is the origin of all languages, then we can establish that Vedic culture is universal. It is not because all the languages have source in Sanskrit. So tumulo bhyanu nadayan, resounding. So they sounded in the sky. Nabhascha prithvim chaiva. And main thing is Dhritarashtranam hridayani vridharayat. So they shattered their hearts. So especially if you all listen some lion, so we have not listened. So if we listen, then we will really hear. Snake is something different, but lion roar. So but this is something maybe we can compare with that. So heart will start shaking. Thug, 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 thug. So like that their heart got shattered. So this was the condition of Dhritarashtra's son. So naturally, fear is caused because one who doesn't surrender to Krishna, one who thinks there is something other than Krishna. So that is the reason of fear. But if Krishna is protecting, what is the question of fear? Where is the question of fear? So, Parpat. So something is there. So this is the main thing. So when the conch shell was blown by Dhritarashtra, or no? Who first blew?
Bhishma
Dev. So nothing was there in the hearts of Arjuna, you know, Pandavas. But when other Pandavas blew, there was shattering of the hearts of Kauravas. So Parpat. When Bhishma and the others on the side of Duryodhana blew their respective conch shells, there was no heartbreaking on the part of the Pandavas. So very first line Prabhupada tells. Such occurrences are not mentioned, but in this particular verse, it is mentioned that the hearts of the sons of Dhritarashtra were shattered by the sounds vibrated by Pandava's party. This is due to the Pandavas and their confidence in Lord Krishna. So confidence is very important actually. So if we remember how, you know, the incidents of, you know, of in the lives of devotees, that how Krishna protects his devotees, then we will get confidence. So Krishna, Rupa Goswami tells, Utsaha Nishchaya Dhairya Tatat Karma Pravartana. So Utsahat means we should be very enthusiastic. Nishchayat means, so we should be confident and patience also. So both Prabhupada puts, Nishchayat means it is determination. So Prabhupada translates as confidence and patience, both things. So we should have patience also. So we may take to spiritual life, but still we may have so some difficulties. So we can see in Pandavas, you know, life of Pandavas, there were so many difficulties. But they never gave up Krishna. So, and because they were confident, there was no place for fear in their hearts. So Srila Prabhupada writes in the last line, last sentence, one who takes shelter of the Supreme Lord has nothing to fear, even in the midst of the greatest calamity. So it's told, even fear personifies, fears Krishna. So in Bhagavatam, again there's one very nice verse. That verse is Apanna, it is in connection with holy names. That even if holy names is chanted unconsciously, so still it will protect from fear. Apannam samsmritim ghoram yan nama vivasha granam. Vivasha means without conscious. Tata sadhya vimuchyeta yad dibeti svayam bhayam. So it liberates you from fear. So holy name is like that. So it is very powerful. So being non-different from Krishna. So in the dark, if we are fearful, we should chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So in this verse, so next verse, Atah Vyavasthitan Drishva Arthadashtanta Vidvaja Pravrutte Shastra Sampate Dhanur Yamya Pandava Rishikesha Sankara Vakyam Idana. Yeah, this is next section. So yeah, we begin with the next section. Arjuna put into illusion. So Atha Vyavasthita Drishtva. So Atha Vyavasthita Drishtva So he has seen. Yeah. Yeah, after looking at the sons of Dhritarashtra. So he has already seen at the sons of Dhritarashtra. Still he wants to see, in the next verse it will come. So how he wants to especially go in between the two armies. But here he has seen them and he is ready to fight also. So pravritte shastra sampate. So pravritte means he is just ready. Shastra sampate means he has bows and he is ready with his bow also. So he is just ready to shoot arrows. So, but still he says one sentence, Rishikesham to Krishna, to Rishikesha. So like this, O king, so this is told by Sanjaya to Dhritarashtra. So, Sanjaya is telling to Dhritarashtra. So, he is narrating him. So, here, Dhritarashtran Kapidvajah. So, the question is first we'll discuss how Arjuna is ready to fight, but still, next verse he will tell, I want to see at the armies. So that means, although he is ready to fight, so Krishna is slowly putting him into illusion now. So he has aroused some desire into his heart, so that he has to look at the his relatives, who has assembled mainly. And Dhritarashtran Kapidvajah. So this has significance. In the purport also, Srila Prabhupada is addressing that point. So Hanuman is on the chariot of on the flag of Krishna, on the chariot. So generally, even countries have flags. So great kings also have flags on their kingdom. And on their flag, especially Hanuman is there. So Srila Prabhupada tells in one lecture that how Arjuna is following his previous Acharya. So Hanuman was Acharya, in fighting, in helping. So Rama to win the battle. And Kapi Dvajah. So here Kapi means it is monkey arrow, especially it is Hanuman. So there is one pastime. So how this presence of Lord Hanuman, so he is personally present here. So he is Chiranjeev Hanuman. So he is present on the chariot of Arjuna. So once Arjuna had gone to take celestial weapons, so he had gone to collect them. And that time there was conversation between Bhima and Hanuman. So the how it happened? So Arjuna had gone to collect, but meanwhile, so they went to Badrikashram. So other Pandavas, Draupadi and others, Bhima especially. And when they were going there, from Alakananda, a very nice lotus flower was coming. And it came to... Don't play, huh? Listen. It came to Draupadi. And she was attracted very much. It was very beautiful. It had many thousand petals. And she was attracted. She told, we have to take many such flowers. I want many such flowers. It is the nature of woman, no? The demand many things. And she asked for this. And we can offer it to Yudhishthir Maharaj, she told. And then Bhima, immediately he went with his club on the top. So Himalayas, actually, their mortals can't go there. So Himalayas, some range especially, human beings can't go. But Hanuman went there. And then he had to face one great person. So he was none other than Bhima. So he was, he was Hanuman only. So Bhima faced Hanuman and he was sitting there with his tail stretched. He didn't give path for Arjuna, for Bhima to go. And then Bhima ordered, give me way, who are you? Then he told. So actually this Bhima, he was troubling the elephants and lions. So there, so he was uprooting trees and he was troubling. Then why are you troubling these animals? Sit and something like that, he tells, eat some fruit. And then he tells, no, I want to go. I have some mission. And then he tells, no, you can jump, but I'll not remove my tail. Then he tells, if you can remove, I am very old. Still he insists actually, before that Bhima insists, no, you give me sight. I am very old, he tells. And then he tries to remove that, his tail, but he cannot do. Then he understands that he is my brother actually. In the disguise, I think he had come. He couldn't recognize. So because Vayu and Bhima both are sons of, Vayu's two sons are Bhima and Hanuman. So both. So like that, he benedicts Bhima that when in future, in the Mahabharata war, when you would be fighting, I would be there on the on your chariot to encourage you. When you would be loudly shouting, so that time I will also give my voice also. so I'll be on your side. So like this was the history. So Hanuman is especially there, and it is sign of victory because Hanuman cooperated with Lord Rama, and Lord Rama became victorious. So Lord Krishna is none other than Rama, and Hanuman is there. And like this verse also, it indicates the signs of victory. So we'll read the purport. The battle was just about to begin. So conchels are also blown. So now it has to just begin, but still Arjuna wants to. This is another point. Once before the conchels he could have told, but after conchels he is telling, I want to see. So we know that before conchels, Duryodhana, he saw everything. He saw, he made a comparative strength. But Arjuna is doing this after conchels. So generally all the fighters, especially the leaders, they see comparatively. They analyze what is the strength. But before the conchels is blown. It is understood from the above statement that the sons of Dhritarashtra were more or less disheartened by the unexpected arrangement of military force by the Pandavas, who were guided by the direct instructions of Lord Krishna on the battlefield. So they were disheartened. So in the previous verse also we can see their hearts. Hridayani Vajare. So I think it is in connection with previous verse Srila Prabhupada is telling from the above statement. So who were guided by the direct instructions of Lord Krishna on the battlefield. The emblem of Hanuman on the flag of Arjuna is another sign of victory because Hanuman cooperated with Lord Rama in the battle between Rama and Ravana. And Lord Rama emerged victorious. Now both Rama and Hanuman were present on the chariot of Arjuna to help him. Lord Krishna is Rama himself, and whenever Lord Rama is there, his eternal servitor Hanuman and his eternal consort Sita, the goddess of fortune, are present. Therefore Arjuna has no cause to fear any enemies whatsoever. And above all, the Lord of the senses, Lord Krishna, was personally present to give him direction. So here also verse Rishikesha comes. So here significance of word Rishikesha or Lord's name as Rishikesha is that he need not fear, because Rishikesha, he will direct him. So whenever there is trouble, he will properly direct so that he will come victorious. Thus all good counsel was available to Arjuna in the matter of executing the battle. In such auspicious conditions arranged by the Lord for his eternal devotee lay the signs of assured victory. So Krishna has himself arranged everything for Arjuna. So now we'll go for the next verse. Arjuna uvacha se Arjuna said, O infallible one, please draw my chariot between the two armies so that I may see those present here who desire to fight and with whom I must contend in this great trial of arms. So Arjuna, if you see now here, he is directly ordering Krishna. So take my chariot. Of course, it is, he is telling please. Srila Prabhupada has translated please. But still it is an order. So who will ask? So who will ask? So generally, generally people think that God is their order carrier. So people think like that. But Lord is the master of all. But still, he is very affectionate to his devotees. So he is called as Bhakta Vatsala. So here especially the word Achyuta means, so Krishna doesn't fall down from his position as serving devotees. So he always renders service to them. So Arjuna is ordering Senayor Ubhayor Madhye, take my chariot in the midst of the two armies. Ubhayor means two. Ratam sthapaye me chuta. Why? Yavadeta Nirikshaham. So I want to see who all have come. So this chapter is entitled, in Sanskrit if you see, in the English it is Observing the Armies on the Battlefield. In Sanskrit what it is? Sanya Nirikshaham. Okay. I think that is Nirikshana. Okay. What you all have written? Just Darshan it is,
Stapan and
speech. Yeah, situate. Stapana.
Please.
He is requesting.
Stapan and speech.
Yeah, it is place. Yeah. So translation, you should not go exactly. So Srila Prabhupada knows. So Arjuna is requesting only. So he is very nicely requesting. Achyuta. So Nirikshaham. Niriksha means also I want to see, observe the armies. So I'll confirm it. So I thought it is this verse only on which the title and name is entitled. Of course, even Duryodhana is seeing the armies, but still. Yodhu Kaman Avastitan. So those who have come to fight. Kair Mahamaya Saha Yodhavyam Asmin Rana Samudyame. So Lord's activities, they are both sweet and transcendental. So sweetness. So Lord has different definitions. So like he is the source of everything, he is the creator, he is the enjoyer. But ultimately, if you see, so his greatness is because he is the source of all, pleasures, rasas. So in different rasas, living entities try to be happy in this material world. But originally, Lord reciprocates with his different devotees and he gives them taste. So this is Bhagavata, they say in Hindi or in another language, maybe even in Sanskrit. Bhagavata means what is that which makes him God? So sweetness of the Lord, it is the main thing. So his sweetness. And his sweetness means, so first we have to understand he is transcendental. So that is important. Janma karma cha me divyam. Because unless and until we understand he is transcendental, so we may think that his sweetness is just like the mundane affairs in this material world. So generally we think that sweet pastimes, especially in the material world, they think that between man and woman. So they use the word romantic and they feel that it is sweet. But Krishna's pastimes, so in with all the devotees, they are very sweet. So Krishna, he is ready to serve. So he is servant source. So Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. So Achyuta means he is supreme. He doesn't fall down from his position. But still, part of his supremacy is that he is supreme in giving pleasure to his devotees in that relationship. So in Bhagavatam, if you see, first verse says Satyam Param Dhimahi. So he is the supreme absolute truth. So that is to understand that he is transcendental. And transcendental also means that his relationship with devotees are not that on the material platform. In material platform, the devotee and the servant and the master. So servant, it never happens that master serves the servant. So always the servant serves the master. But sometimes it may happen, like in parents may give care to children. So that is different. But especially in devotees, Krishna's case. So he is very, favorably inclined to his devotees. Vatsala, just like a cow is very favorable, very affectionate towards the calf. So Bhakta Vatsalaha. So just Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he worshipped Sri Rangam, he saw one Brahmana who was trying to read Bhagavad Gita with lot of difficulty. And many people were smiling because of many reasons. So they felt, oh, what he'll understand, he is not Pandit also, and some other reasons also. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he visited Srirangam and he saw that Brahmana, so he asked, "What? Why are you crying?" So because he was crying. Then he told, this quality of Krishna, that he has become chariot driver of Arjuna, so this is making me cry. So this is greatness of Krishna. So Krishna, although he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has become Partha Sarthi of Arjuna. So this is his greatness. So Bhagavatam is full. So this is rasa. So when we take, in relationships, happiness is experienced. So in relationship with Krishna, devotees experience different kinds of happiness. And all the different happiness are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam, of course, it establishes firmly that Krishna is the Supreme Absolute Truth. So among all the incarnations, that how Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. But also, it talks about different mellows, till the highest mellow of conjugal love. So Krishna's love with the gopis. It's told that between Krishna and gopis, there is constant competition. So who will please better whom? So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is told, Dui lage hura hudi. So like that. But right from Dasya Bhav, Sakya Bhav, Dasya Rasa, Sakya Rasa, so all this, in all this, there is happiness experienced by devotee and even by Krishna. But the main theme is that devotee is a servant. This is the common thing. So but still, Krishna, who is the master, he serves the servant. So that is his greatness. So just upon giving little water and tulsi, so Lord, he soul sells himself to the devotee. So pleasing Krishna is so easy. Just if you offer some foodstuffs and offer tulsi and offer some prayers, Krishna will take, if you offer with love. Because Krishna is purchased by the love. So he very easily doesn't give himself. So this is significance of the word achyuta. So he is so great. So Mayavadis, how they will understand these things? So they cannot understand that how Krishna reciprocates with his devotees. So when devotees listen about these activities, pastimes of Krishna, they get hope. And they'll be happy. So this is rasa in Bhagavad Gita. So recently one question had come, no? So rasa. So there is rasa in Bhagavad Gita also. So generally, we think that Bhagavad Gita is just philosophy. But Bhagavad Gita, it is a transcendental literature. So of course, we have to learn a lot of philosophy, then we can appreciate rasa. But still we can see different activities of Krishna, which are filled with sweetness. So it is not that cowherd boys who are serving Krishna don't get happiness. So everyone gets happiness. And so we will read the purport. Although Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, out of his causeless mercy, he was engaged in the service of his friend. He never fails in his affection for his devotees, and thus he is addressed herein as infallible. So in this context, Achyuta means, so his infallible nature as Bhaktavatsala. So contextual meaning. As charioteer, he had to carry out the orders of Arjuna, and since he did not hesitate to do so, he is addressed as infallible. If some junior comes and tells us, do this, no, we'll hesitate, no? No, Arjuna told to Krishna, but he didn't hesitate. So, out of affection, he does it. Sometimes parents also, they, whenever the child demands, so they give it. So, similarly, although he had accepted the position of a charioteer for his devotee, his supreme position was not challenged. In all circumstances, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rishikesha, the lord of the total senses. So even when Krishna was child, so many demons came to kill, but he always exhibited his godness or his supremacy. The relationship between the lord and his servitor is very sweet and transcendental. So sweet and transcendental, both. That is not mundane relationship like we have in this material world. So in mundane relationship there is no happiness only, there is no sweetness, there is only lust, only kama is there. So relationship between Krishna and his devotees are so great that all the devotees relish them. The servitor is always ready to render service to the lord, and similarly the lord is always seeking an opportunity to render some service to the devotee. He takes greater pleasure in his pure devotees assuming the advantageous position of ordering him than he does in being the giver of orders. So when he gives orders, he will not be happy. But when he listens orders, so now when he is listening to Arjuna, he is ready to take the chariot amidst the two armies. So now he is very happy. Since he is master, everyone is under his orders and no one is above him to order him. But when he finds that a pure devotee is ordering him, he obtains transcendental pleasure, although he is the infallible master in all circumstances. So he doesn't come. So although he is becoming chariot driver, so he is still the master. So it's told, chariot driver means during war, one has to fight. And many, from any side arrows may come. One has to face them. So he can't describe the charioteer so with hands or through words. So he has to kick and describe, no? But still, so Arjuna also, so he is devotee, he will not do that, but so he is under the internal energy of Krishna. So just to enhance the pastimes, so devotees are put into yog maya. As the pure devotee of the Lord, Arjuna had no desire to fight with his cousins and brothers, but he was forced to come onto the battlefield by the obstinacy of Duryodhana, who was never agreeable to any peaceful negotiation. So we know that, no? So he told, Duryodhana said, I will not give enough even to put a tip or a point of a needle in the land. So that was his statement. Although there were no question of a peacemaking endeavor on the battlefield, he wanted to see them again and to see how much they were bent upon demanding an unwanted war. So he didn't have anything. He didn't want to make compromise, Arjuna. But still he wanted to see. So how much they want to have. So we'll conclude here. I wanted to complete till 26. I was hurrying also. But we couldn't complete. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
That the Kauravas were not fallen, and Kauravas was adharmic, not know why they were conscious.
So, this is a Dharma Yuta. So, who blew conscious?
Bhishma Dev. Only Bhishma blew.
So, it is understood. So, they were in Varnashrama setup. So, there may be sometimes demons also who follow Varnashrama. But still, Bhishma Deva especially, so he followed to some extent. He followed.
Only blew conscience.
Those were the rules, no? This was a religious war. Others must have blown, I don't know. Here only about Bhishma Deva is told. Duryodhana, I don't know, he must have blown. Okay, another question.
Here, Hanuman and Rama means Ramakrishna himself is Rama, where is Sita? Here I got
it. So it is to be understood. So. So means the idea is whoever is a devotee, so Krishna favors him. And because Krishna favors, Lakshmi Devi also favors him. You should understand like that. Nice question, but a childish question. Childish question it is. Aray, you have to understand the mood there, no? If you are surrendered to Krishna, you will get wealth, no? Like we preach. So we depend on Krishna. So when we preach, we get wealth. So wealth, why we get? Because Lakshmi Devi is favoring us. Otherwise, how will we get wealth? If Lakshmi doesn't favor, how will you get wealth? Yeah, that's what I'm putting, paraphrase. So in between, we should not speak. It's not good. That too, especially when we are answering correctly also. No? So it's not good etiquette.
Hanuman is also there, bro. So it is true that when Bhagavad Gita is being spoken by Krishna, then Hanuman is also hearing. So this is correct.
He is saying, you are answering his question.
No question.
Hanuman, yeah. He is present, no? He has promised in that past time, and he is Chiranjeev also. He is present there. So he is cheering up.
When Bhagavad Gita is spoken, that time Hanuman is also hearing.
Yes, he is there, no? On the you can open the Bhagavad Gita. So he is present there, and he is loudly encouraging by his voices, by shouting. So to Pandavas, no? So he is there on the flag especially. So Bhagavad Gita, if you are open, very nice photo is there, no? For this verse. Arjuna Vacha Senayor Ubhayor Madhye. You can see such a nice. No, this Bhagavad Gita is there. Open at the beginning. It is very nice picture, you all can see that. Mahati Syandane Stito, that is also there. Tata Sveter Hayer Yukter. No, you all can really see that. So many 64 crores of
Prohibe Tretayugala Rama was fighting with Ravana and they didn't look at it. Why is Rama so fight with Dharma?
So they must have blown also, no? How you know they didn't blow conscious? Everything is described in details. And this is warfare, no? This is especially warfare. This they have systematically everything is conducted.
That Valmiki didn't know that they before fight they blew conscious.
So they may not describe, but you ask something on Bhagavad Gita, no? Why you want to go these details? So what will happen whether they blew or no? Tell me.
Asking brother,
tell me what will happen.
Dharmic followers. Dharmic. From
Satyam. So especially only of 18 days and every day. So they used to fight in the morning, they used to go evening. So the main point to understand it, they played on the basis of dharma. So ask in something on philosophy also. So Bhagavad Gita philosophy. No? We are studying Bhakti Shastri, Bhagavad Gita.
18 days every day morning they blow conscious. 18 days every day morning
they blow conscious. Mostly.
Two very different questions. Very difficult.
Difficult in the sense, no, just some details. Like morning also he asked.